You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hen.
I'll look up the Henlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds.
30's more accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Hey guys, and welcome to episode number 71 of The Training Dummies, recorded for you on July 22nd, 2014. My name is Rob, and I am about to get another legendary. Probably not during this recording, but I wouldn't say that I'm not doing it during this recording, maybe. Because I don't play while we record, except for maybe during that one time when I was about to get another legendary cloak.
How many do you got now?
We're not counting. How many tunes are just...
Yeah, how many tunes have it? This would be...
I think this is my fourth.
Fourth. Ouch.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's people out there that have way more than I do, but it's not worth it. So with me tonight is my bro host, all the way from our neighbors upstairs. It's Daryl the Resto... Shaman, is that what you're still? You haven't even played in like a month, right? So what are you? Well, Daryl the Tomb Raider.
I've been healing her raids. Dual healing the raids with my Shaman, yes. Actually, I haven't played my Warlock in probably a month, though, at least.
All right.
So we'll go Shaman for sure.
Okay. And the Raid Doctor himself, all the way over from Gitter Raid, we're going to introduce our good buddy, Pally.
Hey guys, great to be here.
Thanks for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. This is awesome.
When Hen suggested the show, it was funny because sometimes we do these shows that I think it's good content, but we are always like, oh yeah, it's a little self-serving anyways. So when he brought it up, we're like, yeah, dude, let's get him on here. So I'm glad you agreed to come let us pick your brain a little bit.
I'm here, and you even got me on my vacation. I'm out here at the beach and did this for you.
You're insane. You're crazy, man. Well, before we get into all the good stuff, how about we just go through our little get to know you section here, and it'll be like our walk on the beach with you, I suppose.
Awesome. Can we hold hands?
Yes, absolutely.
If you like, for sure.
We're holding digital hands right now.
Awesome.
Where did you start playing, and what would you say is your current main?
All right, so I started playing in Wrath of the Lich King near about the end of the tier. So yes, I am a Wrath baby. TOGC was out. Leveled up my paladin. My first raiding experience was in TOGC, and then ICC after that, of course. And my wife and I returned onto the game by friends who had played another MMO with us for like 4+ years. Just long time playing that other MMO, and they got us into it. So we leveled up that paladin, and she leveled up a hunter, and then we started raiding with those friends, and sort of the rest is history in that standpoint. And for, you know, related to the main question, I like to think that during this current expansion, I've had two main characters, and one is that original paladin, who's pretty much done all three raid roles, of course, you know, across the course of the expansion. And that is Pally Dinner, which is my namesake, which we'll talk about in a minute. And he certainly has most of the play time of any of my characters. And the other is a hunter named Chablis for the wine. Leveled up that one to 90 directly after the paladin hit 90 in the hopes that I would have two raid-ready tunes for mists. But unfortunately, the hunter didn't see much use until later in that tier, and I finally got pugged into a group that eventually became another main group for me through the next two tiers, and that hunter is pretty much the only tune I raid on now. So I guess you could call it my main, but my paladin has weathered some raid tiers in general as well. So, yep, those are my mains.
I have no problem with main swapping or co-maining or whatever.
Co-maining, that's the term.
Co-maining.
Yeah.
Hey, we got that from Rignaros from Blood Legion, so it's official. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had the two tunes, and at one point, I guess it was in Throne of Thunder, I was raiding with both tunes pretty extensively to the point that I was raiding about 20 hours a week across five days. So, yeah, during that point, I would have told you, yep, I've got two mains, but now I've just got, I'd say I just had the one, but yeah, a lot of raiding.
Yeah.
Well, this question almost seems too obvious, but it's our standard. So what is the origin of the name Pally?
Yeah, so it is simply short for Paladin, of course. It's usually spelled with a Y as for shorthand. But the first transfer of my character was my main Paladin, and my wife came up with the clever name of Pally Dinner, like Pally Dinner, I don't know. It was supposed to be even funnier because it was going to be a Tauren, and you can incorporate your own, like, steak jokes there, you know, Tauren Dinner, Pally Dinner. I even used the chef title on top of it to add on to the ridiculousness.
Nice.
So, yeah. But Pally with a Y was taken, so I tried a few permutations and ended up with the IE version. And then, you know, when I started doing videos, I figured I needed something, the video guides and such for Get a Raid, I figured I needed something sort of memorable and goofy to start off with, so I started, you know, most of the videos off with, hey there, this is your pal Pally, like to do the alliteration with it, and I received so much grief for its cheesiness from my friends and guildies, but everyone pretty much agreed it was catchy enough to stick, and, you know, here I am, Pally.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Well, what would you say is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
Yeah, so many things to choose from. I mean, I am a Wrath baby, but I have had so much time in this game, and many of it had to do with raid accomplishments, and raids are certainly those great things. You get to the end of a boss, you kill something, and you're like, yeah, that was awesome, we're there. But I'm going to surprise any people who actually follow me or talk to me much and give a memory from PvP.
So I'm, what?
No, I am not a guy who is into PvP at all. If you armory my characters, you'll see lots of achievement points, but precious few in that PvP area. However, one of those achievements that was really memorable for me was why it was accomplished or how it was accomplished, and that's the Wrecking Ball achievement.
Nice.
So get 20 killing blows in a battleground without dying. And for as little as I PvP'd, I never thought that would ever happen. But I was in a very rare random battleground with 5 or 6 guildies. And I mean, really rare that he would find me in a random battleground. But we were in Vent hanging out, and it was Battle of Ferganeus. And, you know, we were quickly routing them. It was just, there was no contest. And I was on this crappy Death Knight that I just leveled to 85 in Cataclysm. And again, I don't even know why I was in this battleground except maybe just to hang out. Maybe I was getting honor for justice points. I don't even know. But I really like how Death Knights have played and enjoyed building up to, you know, obliterate crits and people's faces. And mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. This is not bad. And it was going okay. And my friend's like, hey man, you've got 7 killing blows and you haven't died yet. Let's get you Wrecking Ball. So, what ensued afterwards was just like serious ridiculousness. My friends would like hop into every fray, just pulling out enemies and getting them low, and then I'd walk up there and bam, they're dead. And I was, you know, had pocket healers, I was never dying, and Hands of Sacrifice, whatever to keep me alive. And of course, with the Death Knight, there was judicious use of Death Grip and all that fun stuff, and we were sniping so many kills. And so, again, that was the day that this PvE hero got this, you know, great-looking PvP achievement, which is extremely rare. Extremely.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I actually got that achievement, and I wasn't trying for it. It just happened. But I have a Warlock, and that's what I PvP on. And I always snipe kills when I can with Shadowbird. So It just happened that then all of a sudden, boom, achievement. I'm like, what? Really? So, I don't know. I still do that, though. I love sniping kills. Why not?
Dang, Warlock.
Seriously.
I know.
Nerf hand.
Yeah.
Probably could have done it with hunters with kill shot or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For it, but yeah. Yeah.
All right. So with Warlords, now in beta, when you pre-purchase, you get the free level 90. So if you haven't already, what will be your free 90? Or if you have, what is it?
Yep, I did actually use it already. And it was a rogue. So I do like to chase rare achievements. And this one isn't as rare as it used to be or as hard as it used to be. But I wanted to go for the Insane in the Membrane achievement. Do you know what that one is?
Yeah, yeah, it's insane.
Yes, it is insane. so many reps, so many junk boxes, et cetera, et cetera. So I needed all those junk boxes picked from, what's the dungeon? I just blanked on it. Upper Blackrock or Lower Blackrock?
Yeah, something. I don't remember. Oh,
sorry.
Whatever.
I was in it for so long, it just blanked out. But yeah, I took that 90 rogue and farmed all those junk boxes for my hunter. So Chablis the Insane has been accomplished, and I'm not sure if I'll end up using the rogue in Warlords. I previously messed around with a rogue for maybe 20 levels or so, and I didn't really like how the combo system points worked and whatnot, but mm-hmm. I hear in Warlords that's changed. So, you know, maybe a new class for me to mess with come that time.
Yeah.
You know, any thoughts on rogues?
I have a level 81 rogue, I think, somewhere in there. And I leveled from level 75 to 81 in Cataclysm, just herbing and mining. That's it. And,
wow.
I know. And I haven't touched it since. It's just, I couldn't get into it. I used to play it a long time ago, but I just can't get into it anymore.
And what have you been up to this week in and out? Well, I guess you're on vacation, but so what's been going on recently with you in-game?
Yeah, so I've been on vacation, as you said, and I could talk about beaches and our lovely virtual walk down the beach, but I guess I'll have to stretch the question to say what I've been up to in WoW the previous week, and yay, Heroic Garrosh is dead.
Oh, woo. Dude, right
oh,
on.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
Yay, thank you for that. Finally finished a tier before the next one comes out or major nerfs to it. So I'm just happy and excited about that. And so besides attempting to farm him again while on vacation, I've been generally spending as much time as possible in the beta, just going through whatever. And in fact, I did the raid testing yesterday of the two encounters that they put out, the Butcher and Gruul. The Butcher mm-hmm. test did not go well at all. People could not get in, so much so that they're going to do another test later, but I did get to do Gruul, so I'll have a guide to that some soon. In fact, it should be up soon. I was uploading it right before this recording, so just doing guides and dungeons and beta stuff all the time.
Right on. Rob. What have you been up to?
Disconnecting a lot.
A lot. Really? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. we'll get through it, and hopefully no one will ever know. But
exactly.
Let's see. We raided a little. We've made our way up to normal mode Garrosh and have been banging our head against that. And I'm not even entirely sure where the problem is, but It's still hard, you know, even at this point with most people out gearing it and most people having their legendaries and everything. I don't know, but maybe the raid doctor will help us out.
Mm-hmm.
I dinged several more 90s this last couple weeks, probably five more.
Oh my.
I think they were all on the verge.
So what are you at now?
I don't know. Like 27?
I need the Price is Right fail sound for moments like this. Separated. I need to get that isolated.
They were all like...
Oh, my God.
They were all like 80, you know, between 86 and 90. So I just kind of, here and there, just went through and dinged them up a little bit. And, yeah, it was pretty easy. But, and then the Krispy Kreme glaze of the Black Prince has inspired me to finish getting a legendary on my death knight. So with the little Black Prince up in the corner, just creepy, all staring at you, he helped me get a bunch of runestones and whatnot. And I am on the last leg of that with the DK, where you go in and you do your class specific fight, and then you go do some stuff out on the island, get some coins, fight the celestial bosses, and call it good. So that's where I'm at. Maybe I'll finish that tonight. I don't know. Depends on what time we get done here, really. But not a whole lot, really. The same old. I'm gonna be moving back into my own place, and my family will be, wife and kids will be out here on Thursday, and we'll be all kind of settling in again. So we'll see what that does to game time and whatnot. I'm definitely gonna be cutting back quite a bit, so I will hopefully just be able to focus on my monk and getting down garage. So, Hand, what about you? What have you been up to?
Well, as you mentioned, we've been raiding a bit. So we were at garage. We two healed everything up until garage, but I think our raid team needs three for that fight. So next time we go in there, which we're still debating, it might be this Friday, because every second week till like September, I'm going to be away on Fridays. So
somebody's going to.
Yeah. So if that's going to be the case, you know, maybe we should just go in and hit garage again this week. But since I haven't been much in game, I actually finished Tomb Raider, the newest one. I had a lot of fun playing that. So I finished that game. And then I have been enjoying the outdoors. I know last week here on Wednesday, we went camping, did a little fishing, didn't catch anything. And as the one lady at the campground there said, or one of the wildlife officers, we had asked her where some of the good spots to fish were. And the one piece of parting advice she told me was, if it was easy, they'd call it catching. So, oh, wow. I know, it's like, so we didn't catch anything. So we fished, but we did not catch. As well, did a little bit of geocaching up and around there in the mountains and stuff. And I actually bought my first can of bear spray, just because some of those trails are pretty isolated there. When we do some geocaching, I know when we went to BC, was it last year or the year before, we did one of the trails up through the mountains. It looked like it was, you know, just, it was 1 kilometer straight through, but it was switchbacks. And it was, yeah, it was a lot more than 1 kilometer by the time we were done, but it was pretty isolated trail, and we really wish we would have had some then. So I now have some. It's in my pack. So I hope I never have the occasion to use it, but it's something I have. And then as well, tonight, I have booked my flights for BlizzCon. So my hotel is booked, nice. And now my flights are booked. So we're going. So that should be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to that, as well as seeing everybody at World of Podcasts on Friday night. Or not Friday night, sorry, Thursday night, before BlizzCon starts. So I'm really looking forward to that as well, and that should be a lot of fun. But yes, that has been my last couple of weeks here. So I guess we should get into the main content here after this.
This is Ronnie from Little Red Cosplay, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Hen and Rob. Woo!
All right. So, we have Pally on tonight to talk about Raid Doctor, which is a new service that you are starting up. So what exactly is Raid Doctor?
So Raid Doctor is a free, yes, free, service I'm offering to any... For reals.
You're going to start a Patreon page and...
I'll start it free. You get addicted, and then no.
I see how it is.
No.
First hit's free.
Out of here. Free service offering to sort any raid groups playing raiding World of Warcraft, and the idea is to give whatever assistance, advice, teaching that I can give to groups to help them overcome any obstacles they're facing. So if it's recruitment troubles, if it's boss strategy, if it's guild organization, whatever, whatever kind of things you need. And I mean, I know there's plenty of forums and guides and other places to find, bits of information about these subjects, but I sort of want to work one-on-one with raid leaders or guild leaders or whoever else is concerned with their raid and get them help to keep on having fun in this game that we all love. It can get frustrating at times when things aren't going right, and here I am to heal that ailment, so to speak. So here's Raid Doctors.
So what, you obviously, you talked earlier about, having a different experience in lots of different roles, and, what kind of actually prompts you to offer this kind of service to people?
Yeah, so a few episodes back in my weekly vidcast series that I do, I got this wild hair up my, what, and started talking about community and how I felt like so much more could be done to help foster raids and guilds and leaders and all that kind of stuff. And I guess to go a bit into that, I feel like sometimes you get locked into thinking about your own raid and your progression level and think that everyone is the same as you and those are the problems that everyone's facing, when really there's millions of players playing this game at varying levels of commitment. And I'm at whatever level you'd call me. WoW Progress says I'm at such and such, but that doesn't really tell the whole story. People raid a lot of hours a week, or they raid once a week. I mean, how many hours do you guys raid in a week at this point?
Three-ish.
Yeah. We start Friday night when we can herd all the cats, and then we're done when somebody finally, usually Hen's wife, says she's
I'm tired. She's I'm tired. Going to bed. That's pretty much it, eh?
Yeah, so I mean that's three. As I said earlier, I at one point was doing 20 hours, and now I'm doing like 7.5. So, right there, there's quite a few differences in how hours we're at least devoting to it. Or, I mean, there could be groups that are just running flex. I've talked to people like in just doing flex or putting together normal mode pugs or whatever. Or obviously, there's people who have had Garrosh Heroic on farm for 4 months and have been done with for so many times. So just so many different people, and people can get sort of locked into thinking that their group represents the typical raid group. So being someone who's, again, had a lot of experience leadership in out of game, I find myself being analytical and hopefully helpful to my raid teams and figuring out what we can do to improve. So getting back to, wrapping this back up to the community, I think that there's perhaps others out there use someone like me and others who may hop in to help to give the raids a boost in whatever manner that might be in terms of strategy or recruitment or so. That's where it all boiled. That's where it all came from.
Right on. So then I guess it's, so how will you help? Like, what methods do you have to help raid teams, or what tools are available or that you see yourself using for this?
Right. Anyways, hopefully. And much of this is sort of forming up in my head, and I've put an episode out about this and how people can get, well, we'll talk about that later, but I've had some great responses from the Catalyst Gaming folks and Tankspot. And for now, I hope to just
get raid leaders and guild leaders, whoever's looking to help their raid, contact me and just start a dialogue. And it can start with something as simple as, why can't we seem to down this boss? And go from there. And method-wise, you know, some information could be exchanged, figure out what's going wrong and what I can do to help. So for things like boss fights, I could take a look at, say, a recent raid stream for your raid. See what's going on. Point out some things and go from there. Or it could even be footage that someone's recorded with fraps or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or if we're not talking about video, we can look at combat logs. Those are, you know, there's so much information in combat logs at warcraftlogs.com, at World of Logs, et cetera, et cetera. So I could talk them through about recording logs, getting them uploaded somewhere, and then we can talk about deaths or raid DPS or heals or whatever. Or even, you know, again, more ideas forming here, but I could hop on someone's vent or mumble and just talk to their officers or listen to how the raid goes or whatever, or talk one-on-one about raid management or guild management and private messages with raid leaders and guild leaders. And, you know, of course, with permission, these subjects can be things to talk about in future spotlight videos or vidcasts or podcasts. And you know, even going back to the history of this, there was one guy, Mike Preach Wow, who would take people's submitted videos and go through sort of like a workshop mm-hmm. on how they messed up or how their yeah. rotations or all that other mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So it's a similar thing, but talking more about raid groups as a whole. And you know, there's lots of resources to pull on. There's people to ask questions about tanking or DPS, and you know, even TankSpot has a lot of great people who know things about tanks, obviously. There's, you know, main Tankadin, and there's, you know, MMO champion forums. There's all these places, and people might not even know that they can go to these places and get those answers. So I hope to be sort of a conduit to get the people this help, or at least point them in the right direction if I don't have the exact answer. But, you know, just helping the guild leaders and helping those people improve their raid.
It's awesome. I think we may call upon this. and you mentioned the Catalyst Gaming Media folks too. You know, we don't really stand behind people unless we know them and believe in them, and you know, and they're on the same page as them, and we also agreed to join up with the Catalyst Gaming Media Network a while back, and it's been great. You know, we're not mm-hmm. we don't do it to get anything out of it or whatnot. It's just a good community, and we really, you know, all the folks there are great, and they really support each other, and there's no EPing or nothing stupid involved. Just some really great folks who enjoy gaming and want to you know, build a good network and community. So that's I just wanted to echo that because you brought that up a minute ago. So.
Yeah, for sure. Even hours after I posted the video sort of announcing this, I got messages from the leadership there at Catalyst Gaming Media saying, hey, do you want a forum? Hey, do you want this? Do you want this? And I'm like, oh my God.
yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Just want to jump in and help me with this brand new idea. So yeah, that was great. And TankSpot as well did some similar things too. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, how do people get a hold of you if they're in need to make a scheduled visit with the doctor?
Yes. Wait, no, not the doctor from Doctor Who. I'm not the doctor.
The doctor?
Just up there. Yes.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Do you accept, yes. Do you accept Obamacare or...
Oh.
Okay, no, we won't go there. I retract, ooh. retract.
Get that part out. Now, so how to get in contact with me. So if this proves popular, hopefully there's some additional structure. Again, like I said, Catalyst Gaming Media is going to step up and TankSpot as well. But for right now, you know, as of today, July 22nd, I'm just looking for people to contact me by private message, either on the Catalyst Gaming Media forums or on TankSpot. So at catalystmediagaming.com, or no, I said the wrong, catalystgamingmedia.com. Yeah.
There you go.
My username there is GitterRaid, so that's GitterRaid.
And on TankSpot, my username is Pally, the P-A-L-L-I-E that we talked about earlier. And, you know, just send me a private message and we can start the dialogue from there. But, I mean, if people feel more comfortable actually posting on the forums there, you know, that's fine. Go to any of the general forums on either of those sites and just put something about raid doctors and I can know to take a look and get people going. So it's very simple right now, but, you know, if I'm getting a lot of response, which I hope I do, there can be more structure and forums and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, that's what it is for right now.
All right. Well, let's say, hypothetically speaking, as in this is not a real raid team, but suppose a raid team is stuck on normal mode garage. How could you help that particular raid team that has an awesome shaman healer in it defeat normal mode garage?
And a super crappy monk tank.
I didn't say that.
First, replace the shaman with a paladin. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa, snap.
Burn.
And Pally's cut off from this.
So long as you don't replace the monk with a paladin.
Yeah. Well, they are the only class that can tank heal and DPS. Wait, no, don't take that troll. Don't take that troll.
Druids can do it too.
Yep. So anywho, yes, hypothetically speaking, so as I said earlier, sort of video footage would be great. You have a raid stream or something like that, coupled with combat logs. Like, that would be the ideal information package to exchange and get going. But you know, it starts with, say, a private message to either of those forums saying, help us, we're stuck on normal garage. And then it starts with that information. Let's see what we can do with videos, logs, describe, you know, what's going on in the raid. Do you feel like, what phase are you dying in? Where, you know, who's dying, or where do you think DPS is lacking? Where do you think heals are lacking? All those types of things. Just start having that dialogue in private messages or on vent or however we want to accomplish it. And then, you know, we can dig into that information and I can research and pull resources in however I need to and just go from there. And, you know, I could just talk within those private messages and go back and forth or on the forums if someone posts there. And, or if, you know, I can hop on that vent, as I said, or if someone raids in your raid streams, then I can, you know, maybe work out, if it works out schedule wise, I could even like hop on and give live advice, be like, here's Pally telling us do this, or hey, try this next time or something. Just all those types of things. And or heck, even if you have guild forums and you have, I know a number of guilds have sort of strategy threads that they put up that people are supposed to look at and all that types of things. Sometimes, you know, pop me in there and I can give advice on for the whole guild on what I've seen so far and what you could do to improve. So you just pieces like that, and it's all about sort of one-on-one working with you, saying, what do you think's happening? What information do we have? Let's take a look at it and let's fix some problems. Let's heal that wound you have. So that's what I'm envisioning right now.
How class specific are you wanting to get with this? Because I know you played several different classes, but are you looking more at just breaking down the picture as a whole, or?
Yeah, I guess in the sense, like, I obviously could speak to at least two classes that I would know very well, the Hunter and the Paladin. But at the, you know, if you came to me and said, look, we don't think our mage is doing very well in the raid overall, and I can take a look at logs and go, okay, well, you know, for an approximate item level of, I don't know, let's say 575, mages should be here. You know, I at least have some of that information. I can tell you, yes, they are doing poorly, or no, they're doing just fine. It's just the fight, or it's just whatever. I mean, cause even on like normal mode garrosh and heroic garrosh for that matter, there's a million adds. If you don't have a warlock who's at the top of that DPS chart, you know, there's something wrong, because It's just a ridiculous amount of AoE that they can do, and I mean, it's
yeah, I love it.
I cry myself to sleep every night not being able to beat warlocks on that fight. But you know, so on a fight like that, I could say, well, if you've got four warlocks in your raid and you've got a mage, and that mage happens to be fifth, you're probably okay. But I can give at least that general sense of things for the raid. And also say your raid DPS is fine for the fight or it's not fine for the fight and go into that. But beyond that, if I don't know a specific class enough, I can certainly get some resources behind that. And I sort of hope that this grows further and I can, you know, take on people who are experts in mages or rogues or whatever else I don't know. Again, sky's the limit if this, you know, grows further. But yeah, that would, you know, would be great to get those questions. And certainly tanking wise, I can at this point turn to some of those guys at Tank Spot, like Agathon and Fetzy and all those other guys. They just have this amazing amount of information to the detailed level that I could never, I could never bother with, at least for tanking, and, you know, go from there. But that's what I think at this point I can offer.
All right. So, this is the end of what we have in the show notes, and I'm terrible at asking questions off the cuff, and I know Rob is a lot better. So, Rob, do you have any other questions that you can just come up with?
This topic is really great, but it's really straightforward.
You know, yeah,
it's,
I know, it's right, I know.
I think like what Pally's offering here is invaluable, and I think it's a matter of people understanding that, like, you know, all you gotta do is reach out. Say, hey, you know, can you take a look at this? Can you help me with this? And somebody that has this kind of background and experience and who's willing to, I mean, I don't want to say hold your hand, but who's willing to, like, step up and take a look at an outside perspective at what you're doing. That's super awesome. So I'm super thankful for a service like this. I'm glad that, I mean, you're even willing to take your own time to go and help out, you know, complete strangers and other people in the community that are stuck. You know, I think that's what kind of sets the WoW community apart from some other games. You know, it's you don't see this a lot. You know, there's forums and there's internet stuff and good luck, have fun, but leave me alone. You know, and so I love this approach. Do you have any personal goals maybe that you're wanting to do with this, or are you just really excited to get in there and help some people kill normal mode Garrosh?
For real though, that's really, you know, that kind of question cuts to sort of the core of what I like to do. I mean, I even from, so backing up a little further, I was raid leader for many of for much of the first tier and then the second tier here in this expansion. And then I sort of took a step back from that and moved over to just being the grunt in the army, so to speak. But what came to me from that experience was I just seemed to naturally not rise up to leadership and take over as a coup or something on your raid team, but I seem to just naturally go, hey, why don't we try this? Or, hey, I was reading this over on the forums. Why don't we try this approach? And it just seems to be my, I don't know if I'm getting too, you know, fluffy here, but it seems to be my calling to sort of help groups through some of this analytical stuff. And you know, I had a vidcast many, many, many moons ago about qualities of raid leaders and things that you should appreciate in your raid leaders. And one of this analytical stuff, your raid leader could be good at that or they could not be good at it. And then, you know, some of that could hamper your progress. And I just want to be a resource for that leader to call on or the group to call on and be like, hey, we're here. We want to get there. How do we do it? You know, I've been there a little bit. You know, get me through it. Let's see what we can do. So, yeah, I know it's a little little teary-eyed there or something, but it's just like I end up doing it anyway, so let's get it done for some groups. And in terms of goals, you know, I just really want to get this sort of off the ground and hope that big picture I build that bigger community under, you know, this maybe this Raid Doctors brand becomes something fairly substantial, and we have websites and we have a lot more resources coming to help groups, and it becomes a, you know, bigger service to the whole community. And I have, you know, like I said, someone who knows mages, someone who knows rogues, someone who knows who's at, like, you know, the top 0.1% who's killed everything on heroic the first week, or I guess it'll be mythic next time, and they can help other guilds who are just getting into it with mythic fights or whatever. Just see if I can build a community out of it. That would be like the, you know, oh my god, I've arrived type thing. So yeah, that'd be cool.
That's great.
Yeah, that is. Well, this hypothetical raid team that we've been discussing here might have hypothetical raid logs if their raid organizer would ever upload them. But anyway, their raid organizer would probably hypothetically upload them tonight and might just link them to you if you're okay with that.
I will hypothetically be okay with that.
All right.
Hypothetically, yes. Yeah, and I mean, I already sort of got a response, or at least one response, maybe not formalized, so to speak, but one other guy who I'm already talking about recruitment problems and all of that kind of stuff, and sort of like you do a poll of raid leaders or guild leaders at this point and go, what's the biggest problem facing your group right now? It's the summer. People are on vacation, and they can't keep their raid group together, or their attendance is low because of this or that. And how do I recruit? How do I do this? I mean, those things are just so tough to do, and it's nice to have someone else at least to talk to about it for a little bit. If that's all I end up doing with this, then I'm okay with that. You know, giving some shoulders.
You hear people write into. You know, to podcasts or whatever and say, like, hey, I'm having this problem. What do I do? And it's always the generic answer, you know. Oh, go to the forums. Go make friends on Twitter. Use OQ and everything will be fine. But it's like, you don't get that one-on-one, like, hey, let's break it down. Where are you at? Are you, you know, you need some people on your raid team? What do you need? Do you need healers? Okay, how do we do that on your server? What servers are you joined with? And how do we get from A to B instead of just the, you know, the 30-second generic answer? You know, this takes it to a whole nother level. So I hope we can get some traction here and get some, you know, get some folks in the door to check it out and see if we can make a difference.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm appreciative of obviously coming on today and talking about this. This will help spread the word. And then I'm also appreciative of people who've been retweeting, you know, my posts about it and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, at this point, it's the let's get the word out and get people sending me messages and go and get it started. So, yeah, this, you know, really, really happy to be here talking about it because get this off the ground.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, us too. Like, I'm not going to lie. In the summer, not only is there a summer lull for playing, but Rob and I struggle to come up with show ideas in the summer. Like, there's a reason we're going every second week right now. And when I saw your post on the forums, I immediately said, oh, my God. And I linked it to Rob, and I'm like, oh, we need this guy. This is perfect. So,
yeah. No, and so, kind of like you want to do too. You want to do something good. You don't want to just be there for the sake of being there. We don't want to put out a show just to hear ourselves talk. We want to put out something that matters that's going to make a difference. You know.
Yep. Absolutely. And I mean, certainly I could tell people, everyone who comes to me, go read my raid guides or go read this or something or other. But really, it feels like it should be more. It feels like Let's get to know the community more. Let's get people talking. Let's, you know, let's do something. For sure.
Awesome.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add to this or anything we might not have touched on or...
No, again, contact me. Let's get something going. Happy to help, you know, let's, and if there are also other people who are saying, hey, I also seem to end up analyzing my raids or helping my mages with their DPS or something like that, you know, contact me as well. You know, we'll see what assistance you can lend to the effort, and I can start certifying raid doctors or something. Need to have a medical bar exam or something. I don't know. Something like that.
Nice.
This could get good.
All right. Well, okay. I guess we'll carry on then. There is no crowd control tonight. I did let Kim know. A week ago.
Sure you did.
No, I did. A week ago that we were going to be recording on Wednesday, but due to Rob's family coming down, we had to bump the show back a day, and unfortunately, she had something today that prevented her from recording a day earlier. So, next time, we will have a crowd control. Probably. So anyway,
most likely,
or maybe just to make up for all the missed crowd controls, we'll just have Kim on the whole show one day.
Again. There we go.
Exactly.
It's about time to do that again.
That's what I'm thinking.
That never hurt anyone's ears.
Exactly. All right. So we'll get on to this then.
Don't try to tank in healing gear.
Unclaimed mail will be deleted after 30 days.
Always check your loot spec before a boss fight.
Things I learned the hard way.
There it is right there.
I know, I need to isolate it. Alright, things I learned the hard way. I'm going to be honest, I haven't played much, so I don't have anything for that this week.
I don't even want to tell you. Mine, it makes me sad.
Well, I see
Pally, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I see Pally's got one here.
All right. Well, I'll make up for Rob's and Hev's too, because I just thought of something as I heard that.
I'll tell you one, but it's awful. So
as I heard that intro there, I realized the tank and healing gear was something I actually did to success. And even worse, I didn't realize it until we were two bosses in. So I successfully tanked. It must have been Shanox and then Beth Talak in Firelands.
Oh, gosh.
25 man with healing gear. And I mean, the funniest part of it all was someone was like, why do you have so much mana? Oh, yeah, that's why. That's why. But the one I actually, you know, is a bit more relevant to maybe even the subject of tonight is my guild was progressing on Nefarian in Cataclysm. We were getting to the last phase where the adds are popping up and the tank is supposed to kite them until the end of the fight and make sure they didn't get the fire and all that other kind of stuff. And I just couldn't do it. It was a big, immense failure. And so I ended up giving the job to the other tank, and we downed it a few tries later. So what I learned the hard way was to sort of give up on some of my pride for the sake of the raid. And of course, to this day, that other tank, who happens to be one of my best friends in real life, never lets me live that down, that he did that for me. But, you know, that's how it goes.
I kind of don't even want to tell this because it was one of those moments where you're just like, screaming F you at but so there's this rare spawn NPC right when you go into right when you start at the Dread Wastes, like right in that little area where you're doing all the spiders and all that stuff. I think his name's Kroll the Blade, and he drops mostly junk, but there's a small chance that he drops this little thing called the Elixir of Ancient Knowledge, I think it is, and it's that 300% XP potion thing that lasts for an hour. So a lot of people have gotten this and have used it and didn't realize, well, if you die, it doesn't persist your death or anything like that. I didn't do anything nearly that cool. I did get it on one tune, and I leveled a warlock from 80 to 85, because the 85 is like the cap that you can use it at. But I leveled this warlock from 80 to 85. It was Jab Cup that was on a couple episodes back, helped me out, just dungeon runs. And we did that in like 40 minutes, went from 80 to 85. So it was really cool.
Whoa.
No, this is much, much more ridiculous than that. I have lots of guys on different servers parked right over in his area where he spawns at.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I'm really just like not really bored or whatever, I'll between all these different tunes and log in and see if he's there. And occasionally he's there, you know, he's usually not, or you'll see his dead body. But I logged in and oh, there he was on this rogue that I had over on Earthen Ring and killed him. And sure enough, I go to loot him and and the little loot window pops up, and there it is. And I see the elixir, and I'm like, yeah, awesome, right on, sweet. This will be, you know, I got one before, and it was great, and I can't wait to use it again. And then I get I can't loot that. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? Oh, my bags are full, right? So I'm spam clicking back and forth between stuff and trying to hurry up and empty out some slots in my bags. And evidently, without really, really paying attention, I had re-clicked on the mob again. I had looted the item, and in my haste to empty out my bags, I had just was dragging several things out and throwing them onto the ground. And evidently, that elixir of ancient knowledge was one of the things I decided to throw out of my bags.
Oh no, Rob! Oh no! So,
you know, who needs 300% bonus XP for an hour? Who needs to basically?
No.
Basically skip all of Kata. Who needs that anyways, right?
Oh, man.
But
I wonder if you could get that from the recovery service. No?
Maybe. Shoot, I don't know. You know, one of my least favorite things in-game is when the Pandaren are all, slow down. Because every time I'm like, screw you, you slow down. And that's what ran through my head right in that moment. Slow down. I'm like, no.
Oh, no. But,
yeah, there's my fail thing I learned the hard way.
Wow. Ouch. That's rough.
Yeah. Ouch.
That's rough. Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing for that. Let's just move on to this then.
It don't matter that you're out of town. He's got some shudders to send over. Oh, so let's turn it all around and scoot in a little bit closer. I just want to youth and love tonight. Oh, I don't want to lose any love tonight.
All right, Rob, I'm going to put you on the spot tonight. I'm going to get you to go first, so that I don't steal all of yours.
But now I don't know what to say. thank you so much to all of everybody on Twitter and Facebook and Pally for coming on tonight. You're so awesome. To Jab Cup for helping fill in on the raid team, because when you're right at this point in time, normal modes are not flexible, so you have to have, you know, 10 or 25 people. And we've been playing around with that, you know, the attendance boss and getting those roles filled. So Legault, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Legault. If you don't know who Legault is, figure it out, because he will teach you how to play this game. So he's just a buddy who's been filling in from another heroic raid team that's bringing alts over and carrying us, and it's been fun. He's awesome. And of course, to my bro host Hand for helping put this episode together while I've been really trying to organize some stuff in the IRL. So,
all right,
that's it.
Well, I need to send some hen love too, and you could have stolen these. our guildies on the Deathwing server.
I don't even like our guildies. they're terrible.
I know. They're always gone on holidays.
Right?
We need to fill in the raid team for them.
That resto shaman's the worst.
I know. Totally. So anyway, some head love to the Hordalese on the Deathwing server. I need to send some hand love as well to all the fine folks over at Catalyst Gaming Media. You guys should go check them out as well. And that's where we, of course, met up with Pally here and saw all about his raid doctor. So thanks to Catalyst, we had a show tonight. So that was great. And, of course, just because he did it, I have to send some hand love to Rob. Just because, cause he said so to me and it'd just be weird not to. And of course, some hand love to Pally for coming on the show tonight. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
So, do you have any hand love to send out this evening?
Certainly. Well, you know, I have to send it back to you guys, for having me on today to talk about raid doctors. And of course, Catalyst figures in that as well for the hookup here, and a shout out to those sort of helping to spread the word. Obviously, you guys are here, and all the retweets I've gotten from Catalyst people and Tankspot like Fetzy and others. So really happy to see that, and again, hope to see some messages rolling in soon and get up and going. So, yep, there you go.
All right. Well,
you found this, huh?
Found what?
This review.
Oh yes, we had a 5-star review from Stitcher.
Oh dude,
Stitcher from Will Deringer, and he says, "Fount of knowledge. The folks here are a source of information that will change the way you look at the game." From advice that veterans and newcomers to the game will appreciate to fantastic guests such as Pally, this is a must-listen, so make sure you subscribe and point your browser to their website for some kick-ass-y macros. Thank you, sir, for that review. And, that's awesome. Yes, we are on iTunes and Stitcher, so if you want, you could go there and give us a review. We'll read it on the show if we get one, even if it's not a 5-star.
So, I would read a 1-star review. Totally,
I totally would. Totally.
I'm not. This isn't like a challenge accepted.
Yeah, it's not a dare.
But I'm just saying, if somebody has a legitimate 1-star review, they're.
Who's this guy named Dinner Pally who's giving us this review? What is this?
is this clown? Well, before we wrap everything up, Pally, why don't you let everybody know where they can reach you, follow you, stalk you, like you, schedule an appointment with you.
Yes.
And yes. Love you.
And love me. Awesome. So, best place to reach me in general or follow me would be Twitter. So that's at Gitterraid, GitterRaid. And any videos that I put up or just stuff that's going on, I'll put that there first. And of course, with the topic of the night, send me a private message on Catalyst Gaming Media Forums or on Tankspot, and it'll get the ball rolling with some raid assistance. So there you go.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up episode 71 of the Training Dummies. In addition to iTunes and Stitcher, as we mentioned, you can find the show on our website, thetrainingdummies.com. We have some old macros there that I guess Will had mentioned that we haven't updated in a long time. But they're still there, and I'm sure they still work because macros are awesome. So go check out the website. As well, you can follow our Twitter. And we'll be sure to keep you informed on everything Training Dummies. And that would be at Training Dummies. Rob's is at Rob Copeland. Mine is @hend_hordalese. And, of course, the lovely Kim with the Y at Kim Scally.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!